Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Political leaders making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters with one day left for campaigning for Delhi Assembly polls, voting on Wednesday. Uttar Pradesh government enhances security arrangements in Mahakumbh, Prayagraj, in view of third Amrit Snan on Basant Panchami tomorrow. Government allocates 600 crore rupees in budget 2025-26 for Samudrayaan mission to develop deep ocean technologies for exploration. Indian Embassy in Congo advises all its nationals to depart to safer locations from Bukavu amid reports of M23 rebels approaching the city. India retain ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup title, beating South Africa by 9 wickets at Kuala Lumpur. And Ashish Choksi sets national record in women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions in national games at Dehradun. Campaigning for Delhi Assembly elections has reached its peak with just one day remaining for it to end. Leaders and star campaigners from BJP, AAP and Congress are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings across the city. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party announces new policies every hour out of frustration. Addressing a public meeting in Arkepuram, Mr. Modi claimed that AAP is so shocked that it is resorting to false announcements. He also alleged that the party has wasted the past 11 years and has not done any development work.
Aapda ke leaders use chhodkar ja rahe hain. Ye jaan chuke hain ki ground par janta aapda se kitna naraaz hai, kitni nafrat karti hai. दिल्ली के लोगों के गुस्से से आपदा पार्टी इतनी गमरा गई है कि हर घंटे झूठी घोषणाएं कर रही है.
Campaigning for the party in Delhi, BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma criticized Aam Aadmi Party leader Arvind Kejriwal for boasting about bringing revolution in health and education. BJP leader and Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini said Mr. Kejriwal promised to clean the Yamuna River within 5 years but was unable to fulfill that promise. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav also campaigned for the BJP in Delhi. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has written to the Chief Election Commissioner demanding action against BJP workers and Delhi police officers, alleging that they had attacked his party workers. Addressing the media, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that AAP workers in the New Delhi Assembly constituency were being intimidated and harassed by BJP workers.
खुलेआम लोगों पे हमले करवाए जा रहे हैं, खुलेआम लोगों को पीटा जा रहा है. पुलिस को निर्देश है कि पुलिस कोई कार्रवाई नहीं करेगी. इस तरह की ढेरों घटनाएं रिपोर्ट की गई हैं, इसके ढेरों वीडियो आए हैं. पुलिस वहीं मौजूद थी और जो पीड़ित व्यक्ति है उसी को गिरफ्तार करके उसी पे चार केस झूठे थोप देती है.
On the other hand, Chief Electoral Office of Delhi today said that no written complaints could be traced in most cases of allegations against BJP workers for intimidating and harassing AAP volunteers in New Delhi Assembly constituency. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed public meetings at House Qazi, saying this is a battle of ideologies and Congress is fighting to save the constitution. He alleged that RSS and BJP are trying to weaken the constitution.
विचारधारा की लड़ाई है. हम कहते हैं कि संविधान से हिंदुस्तान चलना चाहिए. बीजेपी कहते हैं संविधान को हम बदलेंगे. मैं आपको कहना चाहता हूं कि संविधान को कांग्रेस पार्टी कभी नहीं बदलने देगी.
Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi claimed that Aam Aadmi Party and BJP have suddenly focused on women issues now that elections are near. She alleged that in the last 10 years, there was no talk about women's safety. She accused both BJP and AAP of being corrupt. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The Uttar Pradesh government has enhanced security arrangements in Mahakumbh Prayagraj in view of the third Amrit Snan on Basant Panchami tomorrow to ensure safety of devotees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has instructed officials to ensure zero errors in arrangements. Over 50,000 police personnel, including paramilitary forces, have been deployed to ensure safety and security. Our correspondent reports that the Mahakumbh area has been designated as a no VIP zone for the safety and convenience of the devotees.
The government has implemented a new action plan for the safety of devotees in the Mahakumbh Mela area. To avoid chaos, separate pathways will be used for entry and exit to safeguard the flow of devotees. Additional police forces have been deployed for crowd management at sensitive locations. 88 holding areas have been set up in the city to manage the large number of devotees. Paramilitary force personnel have also been deployed along with civil police at all entry points of the Mela area. Strong barricading has been put in place on each route to ensure the safety of devotees. The security of the Mela area is being monitored through drones, helicopters and CCTV cameras. Signage boards have been installed on all routes and ghats to guide devotees and pilgrims. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
India's ambitious mission to send scientists to explore the depths of the ocean in specially designed submersible Samudrayaan got a boost with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman allocating 600 crore rupees for the deep ocean mission. The mission involves mapping deep ocean floors and developing technologies like a manned submersible with 6,000 meters water depth rating. It also involves exploration of deep-sea mining for sustainable utilization of deep-sea bioresources and developing engineering designs for offshore thermal energy-driven desalination plants. The finance minister also allocated 1,329 crores for Mission Mausam, an Earth Sciences Ministry initiative to improve weather forecasting capabilities. The budget announcement of zero tax for earnings up to 12 lakh rupees per annum and the rejig of tax slabs across the board should prompt more than 90% of individual taxpayers to embrace the new tax regime, said CBDT Chairman Ravi Agrawal. In a post-budget interview to a news agency today, he said the government's philosophy and approach is to ensure a non-intrusive tax administration. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday announced significant income tax cuts for the middle class and declared that individuals earning up to 12 lakh rupees per year will not have to pay any taxes, raising this exemption threshold from 7 lakh rupees at present. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Embassy of India in Kinshasa has advised all Indian nationals residing in Congo's Bukavu to immediately depart to safer locations by whatever means available while the airports, borders and commercial routes are still open. In an advisory, the embassy strongly recommended against any travel to Bukavu. It has also asked everyone to prepare an emergency plan. The Embassy of India in Kinshasa is closely monitoring the security situation in eastern Congo. There are reports of M23 rebels being only around 20 to 25 kilometers away from Bukavu. In case of any query or emergency, the embassy can be contacted on phone number +243 8900 24313. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India-Indonesia relations are not just geopolitical, but also date back thousands of years. In his remarks during Mahakumbhabhishekam of Sri Sanatan Dharma Alayam in Jakarta, Indonesia, Mr. Modi said, India and Indonesia are connected through culture, civilizational ties, and spirituality. He added that whenever an Indian visits temples in Indonesia, like Prambanan Temple, they are reminded of Kashi and Kedarnath.
हमारे ओडिशा राज्य में आज भी बाली यात्रा को सेलिब्रेट किया जाता है। ये उत्सव उन प्राचीन समुद्री यात्राओं से जुड़ा है, जो कभी भारत इंडोनेशिया को व्यापारिक और सांस्कृतिक रूप से जोड़ती थी। आज भी भारत के लोग जब हवाई यात्रा के लिए गरुड़ इंडोनेशिया में बैठते हैं तो उन्हें उसमें भी हमारी साझा संस्कृति के दर्शन होते हैं.
In response to the tariffs imposed by United States President Donald Trump, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of American goods coming into the country. Addressing a press conference in Ottawa today, Mr. Trudeau announced imposing a 25% tariff on $30 billion of American imports beginning on Tuesday and a similar tariff on $125 billion worth of American goods in 21 days. China has also opposed United States' move to levy a 10% additional tariff on Chinese imports. China has said that it will take necessary countermeasures to defend its legitimate rights and interests. Earlier, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said that her country will retaliate against tariffs imposed by Trump with its own set of tariffs and other countermeasures. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with Akashvani, launched a special classical music program, Har Kanth Mein Bharat, at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi today. This program will be broadcast live from 21 Akashvani centres every day from today until February 16 from 9:30 to 10 a.m. The event was inaugurated by the Secretary in the Ministry of Culture, Arunesh Chawla, and CEO of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, was also present on the occasion. Talking exclusively to Akashvani, Mr. Chawla mentioned that Har Kanth Mein Bharat will provide a platform for young artists to showcase their talent to the nation. He added that this program will feature classical music.
Har Kanth Mein Bharat, Sanskriti Mantrale aur All India Radio ke beech ek sanyukt prayas hai. Iske tahat jo hamare young kalakar hain jinhe puraskrit kiya gaya hai, unhe mauka diya jayega ki har kshetr mein apne apni kalaon ke anusar aur apne dakshta aur apne area ke anusar performance de saken. Kanth Mein Bharat ke madhyam se desh bhar mein hamari jitni classical folk aur us tarah ke jo hamari performing arts hain aur jo hamara music hai, un sab
And now news from the 38th National Games.
Athletes competing in the ongoing 38th National Games in Dehradun are consistently breaking records with their remarkable performances. Maharashtra's Vaishav Shahaji Thakur set a new national record in the men's 102-kilogram weightlifting category by lifting 160-kilogram in the snatch event. Madhya Pradesh's Ashi Choksi created a new national record in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event by scoring 598 points. The weightlifting events were thrilling, with Chandigarh's Vanshita Verma winning gold in the women's 81-kilogram category. In the 87-kilogram category, Tamil Nadu's Arukya Alish claimed the gold medal. In the men's 102-kilogram category, Maharashtra's Vaishav Shahali Thakur delivered an impressive performance, breaking the national record with a 160-kilogram snatch. However, in the overall total, services Jagdish Vishwakarma secured the gold medal. In the men's 109-kilogram category, Rajasthan's Harcharan Singh lifted a total of 347-kilogram to clinch the gold medal. Kerala secured the gold medal in the women's volleyball competition. In the first ever yoga competition at the National Games, Chhattisgarh and Uttar Pradesh won the gold medals. In the medals tally, services lead the standings with 17 gold medals, followed by Karnataka in second place with 15 gold medals. With Sakshi Singh, Reshma Tiwari, Dehradun.
India have retained their ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup title, beating South Africa by 9 wickets in the final match at Beomas Oval in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Gongadi Trisha's unbeaten innings of 44 runs helped Nikki Prasad-led women in blue to chase the target of 83 runs in the 12th over. In the fifth and final T20 international match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, England were 31-1 after 3 overs, chasing the target of 248 against India. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Political leaders making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters with one day left for campaigning for Delhi Assembly polls, voting on Wednesday. Uttar Pradesh government enhances security arrangements in Mahakumbh Prayagraj in view of third Amrit Snan on Basant Panchami tomorrow. Government allocates 600 crore rupees in budget 2025-26 for Samudrayaan mission to develop deep ocean technologies for exploration. Indian Embassy in Congo advises all its nationals to depart to safer locations from Bukavu amid reports of M23 rebels approaching the city. and India retained ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup title, beating South Africa by 9 wickets at Kuala Lumpur. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.